than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again. Angelo Viola here, Stephen Labadie over there, Derek Brandale, and Andrew Holland today.
Switching her up.
Where's Ms. Ellis?
On holiday or something, I don't know. Mm. Weekend off. Mm. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
Doing good.
You were busy this week. I heard you were out, I don't know, something about citizenship.
Oh,
something.
My mom got the Canadian citizenship.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought maybe you were taking a citizenship somewhere else.
I'm 100% Canadian.
All right. All right, we'll leave that a wonderful program today. Thanks for joining us. We have got all kinds of goodies. Before we get into that, I would not be myself if I did not remind you about the Mercury 9.9, the 999, the Lotto 999 that's happening, that the entire country is embracing. We had our very first winner announced about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Actually,
yes.
And actually, there's a video of him going around collecting his motor.
Yes,
I saw on my feed.
Yes, facebook.com/fishingcanada. Check it
right.
out.
9.9s. We're giving away 8 more. We started with 9. We're giving away 1 every month until December 31st. Will be the last one. The nice part about this event is that it's free of charge. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com. The new fishingcanada.com. I want to remind folks about that because somebody complained to me the other day that had been on the site and says, hey, all you're talking about is the 9.9 Mercury contest, but you're not talking about the wonderful site that the contest is being held on.
Yes.
So I promised him this week that I would. So there you go. I did. Did I do enough for
it? No, you didn't.
It is no, I'll take that back. I was going to say it is probably. It is the most comprehensive fishing site in the nation, without question. And right now, thanks to all of you, it is the most populated fishing site in all the nation. People are all over it 24/7. There is so much information and data there that, you know, I caught myself the other day going on it just to check something out. And I got about 3 or 4 layers deep and I found a little nugget in there. And I said, wait a minute, I wrote that.
You're reading your own blogs.
I didn't even know. I forgot. I forgot. Anyways, it's a fantastic site. It's fishingcanada.com. But more importantly, right now, you need to go there if you haven't yet and push the free enter button for the contest. It will take you exactly 1 minute and 54 seconds to complete the ballot. You drop the ballot in the virtual box and come back 24 hours later and do it over again and drop another one in. The more ballots you have in the drum, the better your chances of being drawn on the 15th of May is the next draw. So what do we got? A couple of weeks to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Just keep entering. Like I said before, if you have one ballot in there versus 100 ballots, a big difference. And we're going to give one away on the 15th of every month until Christmas.
Yes.
And then that's it. But I have some information.
Oh.
I got some information yesterday that...
It's not it then.
I can't... Huh?
So it's not it?
Well, I can't... I signed...
Disclosure?
Yeah, I can't. But I can tell you this. That when it's over, the 999999 thing,
yeah,
it's not over.
Oh.
Just that's all I want to say. But anyways, get there now, fishingcanada.com. Absolutely free. Enter as often as you possibly can, which will be 24 hours upon 24 hours. And get your ballots in there. We will draw your name, hopefully, on May the 15th. All right, what's in the news? I'll tell you what's in the news. I know we probably go through this every year, but, you know, my memory's not what it used to be,
mm-hmm.
So I probably forgot that we went through this last year. However, is it just me, or have we got more floods going on in this country right now than I can remember?
Yeah.
It's insane. To the east, to the west, to the north. I spoke to our good friend Steve Nedzwicki
yes.
a couple of nights ago. He called me from Chaudière Lodge because they're getting ready to open it, right?
Yeah.
Do you know the boathouse where he's got the little store?
Yeah, full of water?
Underwater. Underwater.
Because I remember last year, the whole deck area that was full of water.
Yeah, but now it's gone beyond that. He says he's never seen it like that in all the time he's been up there.
Holy moly.
And it has not crested yet. And the reason I bring all of this up, it's very important. For those of you, I know, you know, trout season officially opened last week in a lot of the province. And so you're eager and just dying to get out there and do your thing. But this is not the year that you go in early, especially places like Algonquin Park. Well, Algonquin Park is a good example, actually, because there's still ice in some of the lakes. Apparently, there's a foot of ice on some of the lakes. So you don't want to be going up there and doing your thing and then playing it. You know, I remember, and I know I've told this on the show before, I used to be one of those guys that had to go in. It didn't matter what the weather was. I had to go into the park. And it had to be, no, and it had to be on that date. There was no, you know, you couldn't put it off for a week. It had to be on that date. So we took our lives in our hands on several occasions, and I realize now just how silly that was. So I'm a bit hypocritical of me, but I can tell you it is not worth it. It will not be ready for at least another week, maybe 10 days from now if the weather holds up. So best thing to do is to call ahead and see what the conditions are. Here's an interesting subject. Speaking of parks, Learn to Camp, Ontario Provincial Parks, are offering their Learn to Camp programs. It's not brand new, but very interesting nonetheless. If you're interested in learning how to camp, and I know, you know, I say that and I think, well, who hasn't learned, who doesn't know how to camp? There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who have, they would love the notion of sleeping under the stars, but they like, where do they start?
Exactly.
Well, here's where you start. You can register online. It's at OntarioParks.com, and it's a very low-cost deal. But they actually let you try camping without investing in all the equipment to see if it's something for you, if it's something not for you. I mean, a lot of us have been camping since we were kids.
Yep.
But there's a lot of people, especially brand new Canadians, who have absolutely no idea what we're talking about when we say camping. So this is a great opportunity to check it out. It's OntarioParks.com. Costs you almost nothing to enter into getting into the program. And they actually put you out there with equipment, and they have great tutelage along the way, teach you all the do's and don'ts. License-free family fishing weekend next weekend, Stephen, the big weekend, the one you wait for every year, so you don't have to dole out that $20 bill.
How many times do I have to go through this? I paid for mine, so I can't get the money back.
Oh.
I wish we'd get the money back.
Have you applied? Can they maybe give you reimburse some of it?
That would be good. Yeah. Because you need to reverse the money because you don't need one.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm officially license-free this year, baby. next week is license-free family fishing weekend. So what a great idea it would be, because Mother's Day is right there as well.
Yep.
Why not buy Mom a rod and reel for Mother's Day?
That'd be cool.
And then take advantage of the family fishing free weekend or free fishing family weekend, whichever you like.
Yep.
This week's guest, I'm excited about this one. Joining us in a few minutes, you may or may not remember him. He was last on the program about 5 years ago. His name is Zach Miller. And he was the young man that we brought in at the time. I think he was, I don't know, between 12 and 13, somewhere in that area. We'll find out. But he had a rare form of leukemia.
Yes.
And we brought him in because he was a hardcore fisherman at that age. And fishing was his crutch. And we've kind of kept touch with him. We've watched his progress through the last 5 years. And he's going to be joining us live here in a few moments to tell us where he is on the timeline. And I know he is a crazy, absolutely insane angler, and he showed me a picture of him holding this pike. I was green with envy. But we're going to talk to him at length here in a few moments. Our good friend, the Honorable John Jakubowski, will be joining us, the Minister of Natural Resources. He's going to be talking to us about a special appointment that he recently made. He appointed John Capilanis from the Northwestern Ontario Sports Fishermen's Alliance to be the chair of the Big Game Management Advisory Committee. It's a the committee is tasked with reporting back to the minister on the changes to the moose management program in Ontario. You know, on the surface, I say good, great, fantastic. I know that this is they've got great plans for it, and John Kaplanis is just a wonderful person to have as chair for this. But my question is going to be to John. You know, we already have done more moose studies in this province, and we've more committees, and yet I haven't heard any resolutions yet. Nobody's come up with any answer. So I don't want to be negative on this, but I want to find out why this one's going to be different. So I look forward to talking to John. Speaking of flooding areas and damages and high water, Stephen Tate will be joining us from Gordon Bay Marine on Lake Joseph. We'll find out about current water conditions in that area, or ice conditions, whichever it may be. I'm not quite sure. We'll also find out about all the spring deals on boats and motors up in the Muskoka areas. And Stephen will join us shortly on that. And then we're going to go fishing in Ontario. We're heading to northwestern arm of Lake Nipissing. Deluxe camp. It's one of the high-end camps. Jay Byers will join us to talk to us about that fine operation. And we will also be doing an interesting piece. The popularity, I talked about this at length last summer because I was one of the ones that noticed a real shift in the way we're fishing, in especially in southern Ontario. Kayak fishing has really, really, really taken off. In fact, I know you've got one, Stephen. Yes. You've got a kayak that's just designed primarily for fishing.
Yep.
And so I thought it'd be great today, early in the season, to bring somebody on that can talk to us about that. We've got Stephanie Van Wick will be joining us this morning from Madawaska Canoe Center in eastern Ontario. Tell us about all the wonderful experiences are to be had in that part of the world. A lot to cover, so let's get a move on, my friends. But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's national fishing show, the Fish in Canada Show, on Global Television Network, coast to coast to coast. This week is the exciting episode called Fish in Canada Carp Cup, the inaugural episode, and it pits some of the best carp anglers in Canada against each other on the St. Lawrence River. And the prize, aside from a whole bunch of cash and all kinds of other goodies, the prize is a seat on the coveted World Cup Tour in Europe,
yes.
The World Carp Cup Tour. And we will be sending the winner from this event as our Canadian representative to fish in parts of Europe that have got some tremendous carp fishing. And it's on Global Television Network right now. It's called Fish in Canada Carp Part 1. I believe Carp Cup Part 1. There
yes.
you go. I'll get it right. But of course, if you listen to this program, you might not be watching that show.
No, so go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on TV, episode schedule, and the next broadcast date's right there. Or check it out on Global BC channel at 1 o'clock.
And while you're at fishingcanada.com, kiddies, don't forget the Mercury giveaway, 9.9 motor. We have 8 more to get rid of. I need to divest myself of one of them by May the 15th, so we need you in the box.
Yes.
It's free. It takes a minute and 54 seconds of your time. It has a series of questions, and they even have the answers right there if you are in trouble. FishinCanada.com. Mm-mm. Time for a little in-house safety. Our in-house safety expert, Bradley Schlorf, on the line now to talk to us about late-season ice out, raging rivers, dangerous high-water conditions, all of the above. Good morning. How are you, Bradley?
Speaking of dangerous, the answer in our house is 9 as well.
9?
Yep. You were talking about all the pillows on the bed that don't get used for anything, and you go in the right order.
By the way, I was corrected. The Countess, she was listening to the program, by the way, online.
Bless her heart. Way to go.
And she corrected me. I said 11, and it's actually 10. So there you go.
You beat us by one, but I'll tell Paula that. And maybe she'll go hunt one down today when we're in Toronto.
You know, and I don't want to be disrespectful to our wives and girlfriends and, you know, maybe female listeners.
Be careful, because
No, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. I don't mean this. But what in the hell do we need 9, 10, 11 pillows on the bed for? Please, somebody tell me.
They all got to go back on in the right order, too.
Oh, they have to go in the right order, the right positioning on the bed. You can't.
You have to fluff them every time.
My God. I don't
know. So even if she's listening, you can make it up by buying her a rod and reel for Mother's Day. That's another
Absolutely.
Really good idea.
Oh, yeah. That's a winner, buddy.
I'm not getting one.
Not to bring you down a little bit, but wild turkey?
Haven't been. It's been raining and miserable and awful, so I'm a fair weather retired hunter, so I'm not going out when it's pouring rain. The end.
You might want to tell that to the turkeys.
Maybe
they're not going to wait for you. All right.
They'll wait for me.
Talk to us about the water conditions, will you?
Okay, so last week you said to John, what do you do when you get there and the lake is partially or fully frozen over?
Yeah.
Put your stuff right back in the truck and go home. Or go turkey hunting or find something else to do. Like stay at that. That partial ice is probably the most dangerous thing you can find to get anywhere near.
Oh, it's crazy. I remember we had to portage and get into lakes, and it was so bad that we'd have one leg in our canoe, and the other one we're kind of pushing the canoe along the soft, mushy ice. Oh, it's just I think of those days, and I'm thinking, total insanity. Total insanity.
So in northwestern Ontario, the last day of walleye, pickerel fishing, is the 14th of April. And the 14th of April was a magic day to go walleye ice fishing. But you'd go out, and sometimes the ice would be 2 feet thick, and you could watch where it was breaking, and it's just crystallized. Like, when it turns that awful gray color, get away from it.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. So many other things that you can do and entertain yourself, like rearrange the pillows on the bed and stuff, you know?
It would take a picture first. I heard you say that. I never thought of that before, but I've got them wrong more than once. So, you know, maybe that'll be like the wallpaper on my phone.
Who knows, buddy? Who knows? And, of course, if you are going to venture out during this incredibly insane period of time to be out on lakes, don't do it without a life jacket. Don't do it without a life jacket.
There's no time to not do it without a PFD of some form on. But really, 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 this is the worst time to be out there without one. And there's already been a boating fatality. And in this instance, it appears that the gentleman was wearing a PFD. It's a cold water issue, too.
Oh, insane. All right, my friend, I will let you go back to rearranging your pillows or whatever it is you're going to do this wonderful weekend.
No, I'm going shopping for a fishing rod for my wife. Like, this will not work.
Thank you, buddy. Have a good one.
See you later.
Bradley Slorff, retired staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. Playing it safe. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.